afternoon, my conscious co-creators. Welcome to another edition of the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. I am so, so pleased that you are all here with me today. And I am especially happy because I'm actually broadcasting from the studio. So if you notice, I don't have my virtual background today. This is the office. This is the studio. I am here and I am pumped to be with you all today. I hope you will join me on the Facebook Live. I have no guests today. It's just me and you for the hour. And I'm really looking forward to having a real conversation with you today. So please join me on Facebook Live, on the Inspired Thoughts page, on the Talk Radio NYC page, on my personal page, on the Conscious Consultant page. I'm all over Facebook. So you know that I really want to reach out and be with you today. So let's get started. Of course, I'm going to start with my quotes of the day from the universe and from Abraham. Let's see what they have in store for us today. First, from the universe. Here's some advice for those who come to you with long faces. If you finally decided once and for all to be happy, yet you aren't, then you haven't yet decided to be happy once and for all. Same goes for all the other stuff they've decided. They're that powerful. The universe. We love our quotes from Mike Dooley and the universe. And today, I think the universe is trying to remind us that happiness is really a decision. How we show up in the world is really a decision. And what we want to get out of life, what we want to experience in life, or how we want to feel in life, a lot of it is all dependent upon our decisions. Now, look, this is not to say that things don't happen that are unpleasant at the time they happen. Of course, things like that happen. But it's up to us to decide what kind of story are we making around what's happening to us and what we choose to focus on. Because here's the key thing. There are always good things and bad things in our own judgment, right? Whether they're actually good or bad, who knows? And I'll give you some examples of that in a second. But there's always good stuff and bad stuff according to our own limited perception happening to us. And it's really up to us to decide, what are we choosing to focus on, that good stuff or the bad stuff? And this whole pandemic, lockdown, economy falling apart is a perfect example of it. We can choose to focus on the fact that maybe we can't travel like we used to. We don't get together with our friends like we used to. Our movements are much more restricted. Maybe it feels like, and I don't believe this, it feels like there's less opportunity than there used to be. There are less jobs and all that kind of stuff. Or we can choose to focus on the fact that we finally got a break. We can slow down, spend time with our family, with our loved ones, with ourselves. I cannot tell you how many people I've spoken to over the last, how many months has it been? Like 5 months? That said to me, Sam, you know, before this all happened, I was saying to the universe, to myself, I just need a break. I just need to slow down. Things are so crazy. Things are moving so fast. I really need a break. Of course, they say, well, I never imagined it would look like this. Of course not. But it does. It is. And this is what we have to deal with. But again, it's what aspect of what is going on do we choose to focus on? Now, look, I want to be very, very clear. This is in no way to minimize any loss anybody is feeling, any hardship anybody is going through, any disease or illness. Yes, there is real suffering happening out there. The numbers are continuing to climb. This is something that we need to take very seriously. And for those of you who don't think I take it seriously, I wear a mask every single time I leave my house. Now, look, if I'm taking a walk in the park and there's nobody near me, of course I'm going to take the mask off. If there's no one around, that's fine. But if I'm indoors, like I took the subway to get down to the office today, from the moment I left my apartment until I got into the office, my mask stayed on the whole time. Because I haven't been tested. I've had no symptoms. I've had no indications. I've been very careful. I've gotten together with one or two friends. I've done a couple of things here or there, but I've been pretty much careful. I mean, not neurotically careful, but I've been reasonably careful about how I've treated this whole pandemic. And so I believe, I don't know for a fact, that I don't have it. I've never contracted it, and not even that I've had it and I have no symptoms, but just I haven't had it. That's what I believe. Now, until I actually get tested, I don't know. So because I don't know, because I haven't been tested, and I could have very easily, because I have gone for some very long walks, and I went out to Rockaway Beach a couple of times and took the ferry, I have come in contact with somebody who did have it. So I choose not to take a chance. I choose, as an act of kindness, to wear my mask. Now, I'm in studio today all by myself, so I don't need to wear it while I'm here in studio. And again, I could complain about how uncomfortable it is to wear a mask in the summertime and how annoying it is and all these other things, or I can choose to look at, you know, these inconveniences as minor, and I can choose to focus on the good things that have happened since this lockdown. And one of the great things that's happened is, because of all this that's happened, it's actually forced me to do something I thought about for a while but didn't really take any action on, which was moving the station kind of virtual and having my hosts be virtual instead of in studio. And what's that done is that's opened us up. And now I have people coming to me, and you'll see we have a bunch of new shows starting in September. I've got several more people I'm still talking to. I think, you know, by the end of the year, my prediction, what I choose to believe, is we're going to double in size, and there's many more good things happening. So, I can really choose to say, you know, that is what I'm going to focus on. And that, because even though it was uncomfortable, even though, you know, it took some effort, even though, yeah, I went crazy. And for those of you who want to hear the story of how I, you know, basically took the network and made it completely virtual in a weekend, in literally 3 days, I did a whole LinkedIn post article about it. So if you just look for my name, Sam Leibowitz, on LinkedIn, and look for how I pivoted my business in 3 days, you'll read my whole story there. And I'd love your comments and questions on it. And yeah, I can focus on how those early, you know, couple of weeks I was pulling my hair out, there were technical problems, there's all kinds of stuff. Or I can focus on the fact that now that I've done it, I literally have opened my business up to a worldwide market. And how now I'm like having Zoom calls with people from everywhere, from Australia to India and Europe and all over the place. And I love it. I love connecting with people from other cultures, other countries. And in some ways, I kind of feel like, I've been running the station now for over 10 years. It's like the rest of the world has finally caught up with me. So it's my choice of what I choose to focus on. So if I choose to focus on the fact of all the kind of good things that have happened, and I don't want to gloat, and again, I don't want to minimize any difficulty anybody out there has had over this time, but just getting back to our quote, I decide what I choose to focus on, and I decide on the meaning that I want to make from it. So I can either make the meaning that the universe is supporting me, and that even in this very difficult time, I'm thriving while many people I know are not, or I can choose to focus on all the not so wonderful things about it. And Yeah, I mean, there are some things that are difficult, and there are times I don't feel good. Hey, look, I'm not saying that I am happy, joyful, blah, 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 all 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Of course not. I'm a human being. I have my ups and downs. But it's more about what direction do I lean in? What is my natural inclination? And because I've done so much work on myself, and because I feed my mind with positive stuff like Mike Dooley's. You know, I just got one of his audio books. He ran a special on one of his a collection of his recordings. I ordered that because it was like $20. It's like, how could you not? So, you know, I feed my mind with this stuff to help remind me to focus on the empowering stuff. Focus on the empowering stuff. So that's what I choose to focus on. And it's our choice. It's our choice of how we feel, how happy or sad we're feeling in the moment. And yeah, sometimes I am focusing on things that don't feel so good. Sometimes I am focusing on the things that make me feel sad, so I feel sad. And that's okay, because I don't judge myself for feeling sad. I don't criticize the universe because things aren't exactly the way I wanted, because you never know. You know, something I just found out recently, you know, our old studio was on 76th Street between West End and Riverside Drive. And it was in a one-bedroom brownstone apartment, and we loved it there. It was comfortable. It was almost like a second home, not an office. And it was great. But then the landlord decided not to renew our lease, and we had to move out, and now we're down in Midtown. And we really liked being on the Upper West Side. But now I just found out that there's a hotel right on 76th Street and Broadway that they turned into a homeless shelter, or that they're housing a bunch of homeless people because of trying to spread people out and trying to bring down the number of people together in the homeless shelters. And what's happened because of that, crime has gone up in the area tremendously. And not just the hotel on 76th Street, there's another one on 79th Street. And that I've been seeing some articles and hearing some people talk about crime going up, violent crime, all kinds of stuff. And so I have to take a step back and say, you know what? Maybe it wasn't such a bad idea. Maybe it wasn't such a bad thing that we, you know, had to move out of that old office. And out of that old space, and now we're in a completely different space. I don't know. Again, it's one of those things that gets me to pause and stop and say, you know what? That expression that life happens for us, not to us, actually is really true. And even if we were still on the original office on 72nd Street, I'm hearing 72nd Street is even worse, more crime and more things happening there. So, you know, things happen. And sometimes at the time they're happening, we don't understand and we don't see the big picture. And we wonder why is this happening? It was such a great setup we had there. We loved it so much. Why did we have to move? Well, now I know. Now I can say, because if we were still on 76th Street, I can almost guarantee that I would have been at least using it personally a little bit more during the lockdown. You know, my wife, you know, she's a therapist and work together. I mean, I don't think she would see clients, but maybe she would go there and still do telemedicine and stuff. And who knows what would happen? You know, because, you know, we're New Yorkers and we're not afraid to, like, walk home at night from there. But, you know, we didn't even know. We didn't even know when it initially happened that they moved all these homeless people into neighborhood. And I didn't even know that the crime rate was up until after the fact, until after I saw, this article online about it. So, you know, I really have to stop and say thank you to the universe for managing the life much better than I could have with my limited perspective. And that's really the key thing, is understanding our own limited perspective when it comes to what's going on around us. And sometimes we think things are happening and they're not what we personally want at the time. But sometimes maybe it's just that we don't have the perspective at the time to see how what's happening is really serving us, even though it's not what we want in the moment. I don't know. I really don't know. And who knows? You know, I bemoan the fact that things locked down and we turned everything virtual, but we're still, you know, paying rent in the office space here. And we just signed a 5-year lease in September with a personal guarantee and everything. So we can't get out of it. But who knows what's going to happen over the next 5 years? Who knows? You know, maybe it's a good thing we signed a 5-year lease. I don't know. I really don't know. But I've learned to now stop second-guessing the universe and second-guessing life and just learning to trust a little bit more each day, just a little bit more each day. Wow, I've only gotten through one quote, and it's already time for our first break. Okay, I'll get to the quote from Abraham as soon as I get back. I see you on the live stream, a loyal listener, Patty. Thank you for joining us. Sirve, oh, wonderful to see you. Thank you for joining me today. It's great to see you on the live stream. Please, any questions, any thoughts, any comments, anything you'd like me to talk about today, it's just me and you. Comment on the Facebook Live and I'll, you know, wherever you want to go today, that's where we'll go. I mean, I have some idea. I have a few things. I got a great announcement. I'm really glad you're with me today because I got a super duper announcement and I want you to stay with us and I'm going to get to it as soon as I finish the second quote from the universe. So everybody, please stay tuned. You're listening to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. We do this every Thursday, 12 noon to 1 p.m. Eastern Time right here on talkradio.nyc and all over Facebook live stream. And don't forget, our podcast, the recording afterwards, is available on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Stitcher, Spotify, iHeartRadio, all over the place. So just do a search for the Conscious Consultant Hour on whatever your favorite podcasting app is. And please, 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 if you wouldn't mind leaving me like a 5-star review or a good review, that always helps the rankings. Help us to get the word out there. Share it with your friends. I would so, so appreciate it. I mean, if you find that there's value in what we talk about it, and on the show and the guests I interview, like last week I had on the former CEO and one of the founding members of the HeartMath Institute. Great episode. If you haven't listened to it, please find it on one of the podcasting apps and listen to it and give it a rating. I would really appreciate it. So I'm just asking, don't keep me the best kept secret, and I won't be for long, and you'll find out why later on in the show. So we will be right back, and we're going to see you after this. Welcome back to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. I am so, so pleased that you are here with me today. Checking my volume level seemed a little bit high for a moment, and I am not sure why. Did I hit something? You know, it's been a while since I've been here in studio, so you know, if I have a couple of technical glitches, I hope you will forgive me. I did our quote from Mike Dooley in the Universe. I haven't had a chance yet. I've been talked about it so much, I didn't even get a chance to get to our quote from Abraham. So let me get to that one now. So from Abraham, be less intensely focused on the problem or the question and feel more anticipation of the solution and the answer. Abraham. Ooh. So, I mean, again, this is perfectly in alignment with the first quote from the universe. Basically, Abraham is saying, again, the same thing. When we're faced with a challenge, when we're faced with something that, you know, we're not quite sure how to deal with, let's not focus on the challenge, the question, the situation, whatever it is. Let's focus on the solution. Let's focus where we want to go. And what Abraham often says is that when we experience contrast, and that's Abraham's term for something we experience that is not necessarily what we want, it helps to clarify what we don't want. And the better we know what we don't want, the better we know what we do want. And so then when we know what we do want, then let's focus on that and not what we don't want. And you've probably heard me say this on the show before, and you've probably heard other people say this. The universe responds to sort of the images in our mind and our feelings, our emotions, and the universe doesn't know the word not. So like when we say, you know, I don't want to be sick, it doesn't hear the don't, it just hears I want to be sick. Because when we focus on, you know, the thing that we're experiencing that we don't want to experience, that's where we're giving our energy to. That's what we're feeding. We're feeding our attention, our focus, our energy to that thing. And that just makes the thing that we're not wanting have more energy, which means it expands, which means it grows, which means it becomes bigger, becomes more of a challenge. Now, look, I am not one who believes that the universe tests us. I believe that life happens for us to learn and grow and to support us and to build bridges, as my dear friend Jennifer Huff likes to say, and to really become more of who we really are. And sometimes we don't really even know how strong, how powerful, how amazing we really are until we've experienced something that's unpleasant, difficult, etc. Now, when we experience something, I don't know. Okay, so let's just, I want to take an example of something that you can relate to of what's going on now. Let's say you experience a job loss or your business basically completely disappeared overnight because of the lockdown. So do you choose to focus on the fact that suddenly your income has dried up? Or do you choose to focus on the fact that this is a great opportunity for you to reinvent, restart, and create something new? Now, of course, are there going to be concerns about paying bills and about survival and things like that? Absolutely. Yet if we really focus on the solution, if we really focus on the opportunity that it gives us to create something new, then perhaps we can create something amazing, even better, and we can thrive in a way that we wouldn't have thrived otherwise. Now, this is not to say that it won't involve some work, not to say that it won't happen overnight, that it'll happen overnight. But it's not about sort of how quickly things happen or what we're experiencing in the moment. It's about the person we need to become in the moment to make that shift and make that change. And maybe what the universe is kind of teaching us is to be more flexible, is to be more open-minded, is to just think differently and to not necessarily believe that things are always going to be the same. And indeed, I hope this doesn't upset people too much, but I really believe this pandemic, this global challenge that we're all facing, it's only the first of probably a series of global challenges that are going to come our way. I don't necessarily know what they all are. I know definitely the environment and the reactions of the environment to what we've done to it. We're going to start feeling more and more and more those challenges every year. Other challenges, I don't know. I mean, I don't think they're going to be the same kinds of challenges like the pandemic, but I really do believe that life is going to shift and change and be different in ways that we have not yet imagined. And that perhaps what life is doing is kind of teaching us to learn to adapt and not be so certain about the way things are today is the way they're going to be tomorrow. Now, look, I 100% fully believe that, I don't know when, but that eventually we're going to get this pandemic under control. There's going to be a cure. There's going to be some way of dealing with it. I don't know if you believe in vaccines or not. I personally, you know, I'm not fanatical against vaccines. However, I do have learned enough and have heard enough stories of how people have had a lot of negative effects to vaccines. And I personally would not want to be one of the first people to get vaccinated because I'd want to see and make sure that, that other people are getting it and that, that there's no severe side effects or whatever. You know, I believe that the best vaccine is keeping yourself healthy and doing the right things to prevent catching the disease in the first place. Now, having said that, you know, I'm not so young, and as I get older and older, right, I have to work at being healthier and healthier and taking better care of myself so my immune system is functioning better. But would I eventually take a vaccine for coronavirus if it's still around and if, you know, people have been getting vaccinated for a while and there aren't any obvious long-term side effects? Yeah, I probably would because I don't want to catch that thing to begin with. Again, am I going to be in the first wave? Am I going to be one of the first? Absolutely not. I am more than happy to wait 6 months, a year, 2 years after it comes out and then get vaccinated. But I'm definitely not going to be in the first wave because I just believe that I want my immune system to be naturally healthy and naturally do the things to avoid getting sick. And I believe that there are many alternative and natural treatments for COVID that we don't really necessarily hear that much about. Just as one example, I know someone was talking about ozone therapy and how ozone therapy is like one of the big ways to cure not just COVID, but I mean many kinds of viruses and things. And then, you know, proper nutrition, zinc, vitamin C, vitamin D, and all kinds of stuff. I mean, you just got to do your research. And if you don't want to end up in the hospital and you don't want to do things, then find out and look to see what kinds of natural cures, what kinds of natural treatments have people had success with. And then if it resonates with you, you know, go for it. And you know, one of the biggest challenges we have today is there's so much misinformation. There's so much disinformation. There's so many differing opinions on things that sometimes we just don't know what to believe. So perhaps one of the big learnings in all of this is the life teaching us to trust ourselves, to really sit down, be still, and connect with what resonates with us and what feels true and what feels right to us. Because if we hear something, regardless of what anybody else says, if we hear something and it strikes a chord of truth within us, then maybe that's the thing we should listen to, even if other people say, oh, no, 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 it can't be that. And so that's one of the, I believe, positive lessons coming out of all of this. Is that since we can't really trust all the media and all the different things, that, you know, maybe it's about life telling us we need to trust ourselves more. And that in absence of really having the access to the true data and the hardcore facts, that this is when we have to trust our body, our hearts, our intuition, to really give us what the right answer is for us. And what the right answer is for us might not be the right answer for anybody else. So let's learn to focus more on the solution, more on what we want, not what we don't want, more on what we want to create. And one of the things I just want to say before finishing off, and then we got to go to a break, wow, is that why is always a bad question to ask. Like, why is this happening? Why this? Why that? Stop asking yourself why. Whenever you find yourself asking yourself why something happened, catch yourself and turn it around. It doesn't matter why. There is no why. And then the more you ask why, your unconscious mind is going to find an answer, and it may not be an answer you like. But we want to kind of program ourselves to focus on what is there to learn from this. How can I learn to thrive in this? You know, what can I do with it? How does it make me stronger? How can I feel more empowered? You know, how can I, what opportunities are there in this? The how, what, you know, where can I take this? You know, those kinds of questions are much, much better questions to ask. And you always want to ask those questions to move you in the direction you want to go, not in the direction you do not want to go. Okay? Oh, excellent. I see a loyal listener, William, also on the Facebook Live. Thank you, William. All right, so those are our two quotes of the day, very much in alignment from the universe and from Abraham. I love our quotes of the day. I hope you like them too. And so now I'm going to take another break, and when we come back, I got a super-duper announcement, and I want you to stay tuned for it, and then we'll talk about some more stuff. But if you have anything in particular that you're dealing with that you would like me to speak upon, anything that you find challenging in the moment that you'd like a different perspective on, please post it on the Facebook Live in the comments section, and I'll get to it after we come back. So thank you all for being with me. Thanks for staying tuned. You're listening to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, and we will be right back after this. Welcome back to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. Thank you all for staying with me, and thank you all for joining me today. This is a special show. It's the first show that I'm doing in studio just for you here since the lockdown started. I think I'm going to just come into the studio on Thursdays to do my show live instead of from home, because I think the sound quality is a little bit better. You guys let me know how it sounds compared to previous weeks. The rest of the shows, the other shows, I'm going to keep virtual, and I'm going to engineer them from home. But for my show, I think I'm going to try coming in as long as there are not other considerations that might keep me from not coming in. Anyway, so I have a very special announcement, and I'm going to give you a quick preview of my upcoming book. Yes, my first book. I'm getting ready to do it. The manuscript is done. This is what it looks like. It's called Everyday Awakening. This is a proof copy. I just got my first proof copy. I love it. It looks beautiful. Did find a couple of little errors in it, and we're going to upload a new file. It's going to go on sale November 17th, and I'm going to let everyone know more about that. In the meantime, I would ask that if you want to learn about when the book is launching, I'm going to try and also talk to some of the people. I got a ton of testimonials for the book, and I'm going to be rounding up and maybe getting some extra little giveaways for people who order the book on our launch day. So if you want to find out about that and keep up to date about it, just join my mailing list on if you go to www.theconsciousconsultant.com and click on join the mailing list. I'll keep you up to date as we get closer and closer to launch date. I'm figuring out how to do it. Oh, thank you, Patty. Patty says, sounds great. Yeah, this book, and I want you to know what this book is, and I want you to understand that this isn't something that I just sat down and wrote like over a short period of time. This book actually is a combination of blog posts that I've written over the last 4 to 5 years. And when I looked at this body of work, I really didn't realize when I started this years ago how much writing that it would be over a period of time. And so I took a look at it, and it was almost 300 blog posts. I was like, wow. And I saw one of the marketing people that I love and I follow, Seth Godin. I love him. He's such a great thought leader. And he put out this book that was a combination of his blog posts. And it's beautifully formatted, lots of nice pictures, all this kinds of stuff. And so I thought, well, you know, if he can do it, why can't I? And so I started working with an editor actually right after the lockdown started. I said, you know what, like, this is the time I want to do this. I mean, I know it, taking a chance, I'm investing money, you know, it's not cheap to get a quality book done. But it just called to me. I just felt like now is the time that I should do this. And I started working with this wonderful editor, Stephanie. I really have enjoyed working her. She's been wonderful. And going through these 300 blog posts and pulling out what are the best ones. And then I was also trying to figure out, like, how am I going to organize this? How am I going to put this in a way that makes sense? And then, of course, first I was saying, okay, well, how many different chapters to put it in? And knowing me, I believe in numerology and I like powerful numbers. So is it 7? Is it 8? Is it 12 chapters? And so after talking to Stephanie, and she said 7 is a good number of chapters, I thought, okay, 7 chakras. Let's organize it by the energies of the different chakras. So that's what I've done. And there are 18, because 18 is the number of life in Hebrew numerology, chai. So there are 18 blog posts for 7 chapters. It's 126 posts. So out of nearly 300, this is like less than half. So these I consider to be the best of those. And it's really designed to be almost like a reference book. So it's not that you're going to necessarily read this straight through and just go from one to the other to the other. It's more the kind of book that one day you just pick it up and you just randomly flip to a page and see which one that is. Okay, let's see which one I open to. Harmony is when we flow effortlessly from being to doing. All right, let's see what this one says. Sometimes we focus too much on doing, especially in the Western world where productivity is so highly regarded. To find balance, we must focus on being. Both doing and being have a place in our lives. Both are important. They are like two sides of the same coin. When we learn to be more of who we are, we can do from a deeper place. When we take the time to meditate on what it is we want to be, what we want to do becomes more obvious. Yet when we spend too much time on the doing, we get too busy to just be. Yes, we create a lot of things when we focus on the doing. We build everything from bridges to social media followings. We write books, close deals and create new organizations. Yet doing can become a trap. We can get hooked on pursuing the next goal, the next accomplishment, the next thing to do. It is only when we take a step back to just breathe that we can see things a little more clearly, when we allow ourselves to take a breath and just be. Be in nature, be with friends and family, or just be alone. We can then ask ourselves, why are we doing all the things we do? We can then look at if it is all in alignment with what we are about. Is our doing fully embodied in our being? Is what we are creating truly an expression of what our essence calls us to? At the same time, if all we do is focus on how to be, then do we really accomplish anything? Are we bringing some creation into the world from our being? Harmony is achieved when we learn to flow effortlessly from being to doing and from doing to being. It takes time to master this flow, yet isn't it worth it? So this is the kind of book that maybe one day you open it and that's the message that you read. And maybe it's a message to tell you, hey, maybe you're a little too focused on the doing stuff and it's time to take a break and just sit back and be. And maybe it's a time to just, you know, take a breath and evaluate what's going on. Now, that's just one example. There are 125 other sections in here. And so this is what I hope this book will be. And my intention behind this book, and to those of you who eventually get this book, and don't pre-order it right now, don't order it, it's not really out there yet, but my intention is for this book to really be a support and a tool to empower you to really come to life in a way that serves you, to really learn these lessons and bring them in, to just be and be okay with yourself, how you are and what you're doing, and not focus on it. You know, sometimes I really feel that in this society, especially in the U.S. and Western culture, that we prize productivity and getting things done so much that we do it to the detriment of our individual lives, and that there are other aspects besides success and wealth and creation that are important. Relationships, inner searching, alignment with what we truly feel. And I admit, like, I've been caught up with it at times. I mean, when I look back at some of my old journals about the goals I had and what I wanted to create, not that they weren't what I wanted, but I can kind of look back on them now and feel that, you know, that's really more what I was thinking that I wanted was more influenced by what society values, what other people had as goals and accomplishments. And, oh, yeah, I want that too. But you know what? I never really accomplished them, and they never really came to me because it wasn't what really resonated with my soul. And what resonates with me, and I've learned this now over time, more than anything else, is community. It's having people in my life that I know are there for me and I'm there for them. It's that sense of brotherhood and sisterhood, that we're not so separate, that we're not truly independent of each other. We're interdependent with each other, and that together we can achieve so many amazing things, much more than if we go about it just through our own efforts. Oh, I see Patty on the Facebook Live says, I made a very good point. I always make you think. Great, Patty. I'm glad. Thank you. I'm glad that it helps you to think about some things perhaps a little bit differently than you've thought about things in the past. So, Everyday Awakening, it's coming. It's my first time to announce it. I just got the proof the other day. It looks beautiful. We just got to fix a couple of little things. I'm really very proud, and I am so grateful to all the people that supported me. And speaking of community, I also want to give a really big shout out before I go to break to all the interns who've been working with talkradio.nyc over this pandemic and the lockdown, kind of working virtually and supporting all the different shows and different hosts, Maurice, Fifa, Sarah, Clara, Kelly, who am I missing? I think that's everybody. And of course, my assistant, Emily, who always supports me. I'm so, so grateful to them all. A lot of them are going back to school. Most of them are going back to school the end of August. We just had kind of our last team meeting last night, and there'll be new interns coming along and new people supporting us. So to me, that's community, having a whole group of people like that supporting the station and supporting us. So really a big, big thank you and a big appreciation and big virtual hug to you all. All right. I'm way over time on this segment. Let me go to break. And when I come back, I'll wrap it all up. And again, Patty, William, Survey, if any of you, anybody else listening has any questions. Oh, and I saw Barbara also made a comment on the Facebook Live about, you know, the best strategies keeping your immune system strong and not getting sick. Yes, thank you, Barbara. I agree. So everybody, please stay tuned. You're listening to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. We do this every Thursday, 12 noon to 1 p.m. Eastern, right here on talkradio.nyc, and we'll be right back after this. And welcome back to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. I so appreciate all of you listeners and people coming forward. So I announced last segment, this is my upcoming book. You see it says, not for resale. This is just a proof copy. The subtitle of it is, You Are More Powerful Than You Know. And that's really what we've been talking about through the quotes of the day today and everything throughout the show. I guess that's what I'll title this show, is You Are More Powerful Than You Know. And, you know, I've been speaking about our focus and, you know, putting our energy towards our being, not just our doing, and that how what we choose to focus on determines our happiness, determines what comes to us. And it's really one of our magical superpowers, our choice, our decision, right? Free will. It is our free will to decide what we choose to focus on in any given moment. And I guess that's really my message today to all of you. And it's my message in general to people I work with and my coaching practice and to people that, you know, I just did a webinar about podcasting and with my classes on podcasting. It's all about getting your voice out there, and it's all about really letting people know that we are much more powerful than we realize, and we actually have a much greater capability than we give ourselves credit for when it comes to our own destiny, our own life. And I really, I guess, want to implore to you that, yes, it's sometimes when we're facing big challenges or when we're stuck in a rut and we just feel like things aren't moving forward, it can feel that we're not that powerful, we're not empowered. And I guess that's the time to reach out for help. That's the time to work with somebody like me who can support you in going through your process. That's the time to really look for a book, a podcast, a Facebook Live, you know, whatever, to look for something that really serves you, to remind ourselves that actually we do have a lot of power. And one of the phrases I always like to say is, look, you know, we don't have the power to control what happens to us, but we have 100% the power how we respond to what happens to us. And so I guess that's really my message today to all of you. You are amazing, magnificent, powerful human beings. And you actually are much more powerful than you realize. And if there's just one aspect of life that I'd love to hear that you decided to focus on to empower yourselves to do more, it's that aspect of choice, of focus. What are you choosing to focus on today, right here, right now? Are you focusing on what you can do or what you can't do? And indeed, just asking ourselves that question when we're stuck in the middle of something and we're not sure which way to go, what can I do in this situation? What can I do in the middle of this all? Maybe that's the most important question we need to ask ourselves. What can we do? Not what can't we do, not what are we not doing, but what can we do? What small, tiny, little steps can we take even when we're faced with some huge, enormous challenge? Let's not focus on what we can't do. Let's not focus on how difficult it is. Let's focus on what we can do, right? You know that old expression, how do you eat an elephant? Does anybody know that one? How do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time, like anything else. How do you get over, how do we get through over any difficult, humongous challenge? Break it down, eeny bitty tiny steps. What are we choosing to focus on? What little thing can we do today? Loyal listener William says, all the books I read because of your show, now one will be yours. Cool. Thank you, William. Thank you. And please, I will let you know when to order the book, and I'll let you know when to get it. We're working on some strategies because my intention behind the book is that it will be a number one bestseller, and my intention is even an international number one bestseller. And so I'll let you know all about that campaign and what we end up doing as that strategy and that campaign becomes clearer and clearer. So, wow, I can't believe the show's almost over. I just got a few seconds left. I really, when I never got the response back from my guest, and my guest was supposed to be today someone from Australia who's a numerologist, and I was actually looking forward to having him on, but when I went to reconfirm with him, he never got back to me. So I was like, okay, this is going to be one of those shows that I do by myself. And normally the by myself show is the first show of the month, but because I had that opportunity to bring on Bruce Cryer, the former CEO of HeartMath Institute, I was like, okay, let me just use my me-only show for Bruce. And so now it turns out, okay, so it's the second show of the month. I like to be flexible, right? Remember, flexibility, it's a big thing to be mindful of. So I hope you enjoyed today's show. You are more powerful than you know. I hope that message really resonates with you. And I really want you to think about and feel into, what are some of the topics I can explore for you? What are some things in future episodes that you'd like me to cover that would really serve you the most? I mean, I'm booked out with guests until the end of the year. I do have a couple of, you know, I have a couple few shows that are just going to be me and you talking. So I'd love to get your feedback. I'd love to hear from you a little bit more on what you would love to hear me discuss with you, interact with you on. Patty says, I love the me only shows. Thank you, Patty. I, to be honest, I actually like doing them too. But it's always so much more fun, you know, to actually interact with another human being. But next week I'll be back. I do have another guest scheduled for next week. Hopefully they'll show up. But I have some really cool, amazing people scheduled between now and the end of the year. And I haven't started scheduling people for next year yet, but I have several requests in the queue, and I am going to start scheduling people up in January. And I'm sure I'll be booked up with guests through June of next year before too long. Thank you all. I'm way over time. Thank you all for tuning in today. Thanks for all the love and support. Again, please share the video, share the podcast, share the recording. If you missed any part of today's show, you can catch it on talkradio.nyc and on your favorite podcasting app. Subscribe to the Conscious Consultant Hour on whatever your favorite podcasting app is. And soon I'm going to be on Amazon as well. Apparently Amazon and Audible are going to start doing podcasts, so you'll be able to find me there. But subscribe to me wherever you can. Even if you listen to me live all the time, still subscribe to the podcast. So this way, if you happen to miss one, you know, you get it. So thank you all for tuning in. Coming up next, of course, is Ken Foster and his show, Voices of Courage. Later today, Antonia at 5 o'clock with So Now You Know, and Graham Dobbin with his show, The Mind Behind Leadership, at 7 p.m. And tomorrow, of course, Jeremiah Fox with his show, The Entrepreneurial Web. Thank you all for tuning in and for being loyal listeners. I will talk to you next week.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications through LifeMD? LifeMD is now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.